This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
I'm Jeff Phelps. Sandy Baskin will be joining us shortly. Dan Menigan flying the ship today, and merit of taking your phone calls at 216-474-0092. Guardians got it all going yesterday. You know, the start of spring training is kind of like the slow opening of a restaurant. You know, hey, the first official day. Okay, it's official, but guys have been there forever, and they've been, you know, doing everything that they're supposed to do and working out like crazy. So I guess, you know, the real deal started yesterday, and that's a good thing. And now comes the evaluation of what do we have and how do we use it. And, Dano, you call it the pitching factory. I get it. I like it. I believe it. But this year I think it's a little different. And I don't know how you feel about this. We haven't discussed this, so this will be great live reaction from Dan Menigan. I have real concerns about the starting rotation this year. And I don't know that I should. And I want you to either talk me off the ledge or join me on the ledge. Because when I look at, and they have a ton of arms in camp. I mean, they really do, and good for them. And, you know, they've worked it, and they have guys there. You know, Tanner Bibee, Gavin Williams, Ben Lively, Luis Ortiz, Tristan McKenzie, Logan Allen, Jacob Junis now, Slade Ciccone, Joey Cantillo, Vince Velasquez. They have a lot of guys. I have confidence in one of them. That's it. Is my confidence factor way too low?
So I'm going to take a Jeff Phelps phrase, and I'm going to flip it on you, okay?
How you doing?
I think that's De Niro.
Oh.
But anyway, more along the idea of, do you trust the people in charge and trust the process?
I do, without question.
That's the reason that I am, while yes, I may have some level of concern, my answer to everything comes back to, they get these guys, they go, hey, why don't you lengthen your stride a little bit? Why don't you move your arm up a little bit more here? Twist the ball this way a little bit there. Work on this weighted ball thing. Do some leg exercises. Look, you're throwing 3 miles an hour faster with more break on your slider. And all of a sudden, like, they just do this. And every time we think they're in the middle of going, okay, they don't have enough starting pitching. This is going to fall apart. They're going to run into problems. They really need to increase the depth. They need to do this. They need to do that. They somehow just make it work to the point that I can no longer look at this and go, okay, I have concerns. I don't really have high strikeout guys. They rely a little too much on fly ball outs and, you know, the hard hit contact. Maybe there's a little bit of luck there and all that kind of stuff. But it's them, and it's worked for so long that I can't, like, start wringing my hands over it. That's the reason. I trust what they do. And the perfect example is Matthew Boyd.
That sure worked.
I was not a Matthew Boyd fan.
No, you weren't.
I did not like him when he was on the Tigers.
You kept poo-pooing it all the time.
I did not like him whatsoever.
He spoke highly of you.
I if he did, I'm sure he is a wonderful human being. It is meant to be on field only when any kind of criticism. I am sure he is a wonderful addition to society. He made everyone's life around him better. But, like, I never liked him as a starting pitcher. Never was a fan. I thought he gave up too much contact. I thought it was in the air too much. I don't like fly ball pitchers because fly balls typically lead to home runs. And so they got him. They worked with him. They tweaked a few things. He came off of Tommy John surgery, and he was awesome. And he was really good for them, and he was good in the starts that he made. And it's like, that's the one that always goes off in my head of, like, you might not like these guys, but you like them, and you like what they do with them, so you're kind of in this spot where it's like, do I still trust the process? I trust the process. And until the process does me wrong, I got to trust it.
Well, I do too. But I look at the group of guys they have, and I am concerned. I look at the rotation and I think, okay, Tanner Bibee, locked in, done.
175 innings, let's go.
There's one guy. He threw 173 last year. I think, fine, you're good to go there. Ben Lively, is he your number two starter right now? I think he's a question mark. And I say that based on, wow, did you think you were going to get what you got out of Ben Lively last year? Remember, he came back from Korea. He was pitching overseas, and they brought him back, and he stepped in, and he did a great job, made 29 starts. You think you're going to get that again? Or did you catch lightning at the right time, and you got a starter for the season? I don't know if he's able to repeat that. So that's question mark number two.
First half of the season, Ben Lively, 358 ERA. He walked 25 guys, struck out 78, had an opponent batting average of 238 against him, with a 298 on base.
He was terrific.
Second half of the season.
Yeah.
414. Gave up, had less starts involved there as well, threw less innings through the whole thing, only 63 innings compared to 88 in the first half. 244, 315 on base, and a 400 slug. So it was down a little bit, but he was giving up more hits and more.
Yeah, runs. Which, okay, I get that. But what I wonder here, is he able to repeat what he did last year? I think he's a huge question mark. So that's two huge question marks there.
Do I get the first half guy or the second half guy? And I have no idea.
Right, which means what? Question mark.
Yep.
Gavin Williams, really highly thought of young starting pitcher. Well, we didn't think he was going to be out as long as he was out last year. He was out pretty long time. When he came back, he wasn't really good. I think they're counting on Gavin Williams to be in the rotation. I think you're banking on what you think he's going to be, and that's always dangerous to me. So there's another guy who I think, yep, I like him. In fact, I like him better than Ben Lively, certainly long term, but there's another question mark.
He's another one. I look at his stuff, and I'm like, I like how you throw. I like what you do.
And don't you think
very up and down last year.
Don't you think they're counting on him to be one of the starters this year? I do.
I think he's locked in.
I do, too. But I think it's a question.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
So that's two question marks out of the top three guys in the rotation.
I feel better about Gavin Williams than I do Ben Lively.
You do.
And I know I probably shouldn't, and I know people might disagree with that one. The reason being, I trust the guy who throws 97. I trust the guy who can, you know, rear back and fling it with a really good curveball and a pretty good changeup on top of it. And I can look at last season and go, okay, he was a little disjointed and it was a little bit of a mess. And maybe this year with a normal training camp and going through spring training the way that it was and a normal off season, and all of a sudden life is good. Like, maybe just getting him back on track will do wonders in treating things like normal.
I'm assuming, I shouldn't assume here, because we all know, Luis Ortiz is going to be in the rotation. I'm assuming that. They picked him up from Pittsburgh. Last year, he made 15 starts as a starter in Pittsburgh last year. He was 4-4 with a 3.22, and his best performance of the year came against the Guardians at Progressive Field. He was really good. He's only 26 years old. I'm assuming he's going to be one of the starters. But he only made 15 starts last year. He made 15 the year before, was 5-5. I'm assuming he's going to be there. He's a question mark.
He is a question mark, but he's a fun question mark.
Oh, yeah.
He's...
I think he's really interesting.
Everything that dude throws moves. Like, it's ridiculous when you watch him throw. Everything cuts. Everything sinks. It's one of those guys... I think it was the old Fausto Carmona thing, where they used to tell him, hey, just throw it down the middle, and it'll move. Don't worry. Just throw it right down the middle. And that was the philosophy they gave to him, because he used to throw it all over the place. This guy kind of has a little bit of that, where it's like, just throw it, and it will move. Do not worry. He kind of reminds me, and I think some of it falls under his release, and the dreadlocks as well might have something to do with it. There's a lot of, like, Luis Castillo in him, if you remember him at all from his days with the Reds and now with the...
Seattle.
Thank you. For the Seattle Mariners.
You're welcome.
He kind of reminds me of that dude. Now, he doesn't have the changeup that Castillo has, but he's fun. I have that guy circled. I want to see what the factory does with
see,
him.
See, I think he could be a key part of this. But again, question mark. And so we've gone through the guys I think are the top four guys in the rotation, Dano.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're the top four guys. And there's only one that I don't have questions about. I wonder if that's a good or a bad thing if you're the Guardians. And then when you look at the fifth spot in the rotation, and I kind of like this, but the fifth spot in the rotation is, I think, wide open. If Tristan McKenzie is healthy and good to go, I think he gets it.
According to our buddy Zach Mazel, hitting 95 in bullpens.
Well, that's okay, but is the ball moving and does he know where it's going? I mean, velocity is wonderful. Strikes and getting people out are better.
Yeah, but for that guy, location was never the issue. Velocity was always kind of the issue.
Well, let's see how he is. And if you recall, at the beginning of last season, he wasn't throwing very hard. And by the time you got to later in the season, his velocity was a little better. I think McKenzie's a question mark, but I think he's the leading guy for that fifth spot. Nobody's mentioning Logan Allen. Everybody was pumped about Logan Allen for a while, remember? And then he just got... He was winning games and staying out there, but getting hammered. That's not what you're looking for. And they sent him down, and they never brought him back. I mean, you know, at least in any... He wasn't in the thought process.
Right.
But you go get Slade Ciccone from Arizona. Let's see what they can do with him.
Clearly, they saw something.
Jacob Junis, they just bring in. What are you going to do with him? I'm pretty intrigued, and the guy that I would give a spot to, if he looks good, Joey Cantillo.
Yeah, that's the name I got circled.
It's time, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if this guy is ever going to do anything for you, now's the time.
I mean, you handed him the ball in, what was that, game two in Yankee Stadium?
Yeah.
You handed him the ball. Like, clearly there has to be some level of trust there to do that. And granted, he didn't pitch well, but, hey, I'd like to hand whoever questioned him for not pitching well the ball and tell him to go stand it. The pitcher's mound of Yankee Stadium and have the Bronx Bombers and the bleacher creatures and everybody else yelling at you. It's a little tough.
And Vince Velasquez is there as well. They just brought him in.
It's a fascinating name. I've always liked that dude. I've always liked the way that he could throw. I know he's thrown batting practice at a lot of different places he's been, but he's always one of those, like, I've watched him and been like, I think there's something here, but everybody has those. You know, if you would talk to me 5 years ago or 10 years ago, I'd be like, you know, that Andrew Cashner guy, he's really onto something. And like, he was throwing BP all over the league and continued to throw BP all over the league.
You have Tanner Bibee in the rotation. And then about 9 question marks. Do you trust this team? Do you trust the coaches? Do you trust the front office enough to have 9 question marks, thinking that there's absolutely no way that 4 or 5 of them don't hit and become pretty good pitchers? I trust them enough, but I do think there are plenty of question marks there, and I think that's something that we all have to think about a little bit. So how does it work out? Well, we'll figure that out coming up on Baskin and Phelps.